going to hear now from Marcus Stroman, who I gather was in class when this happened, correct?
I was. I was sitting on my phone in class trying to hide my phone from the teacher.
What were you? What class was it?
I'm in a history of slave society class, so it's pretty intense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
a lot going on.
What happened when you got out and were able to turn the phone on?
I texted David right away. I had his number from last year when we connected when he was in Toronto. So I was kind of talking to him a little bit, and then once it happened, man, I ran out of the room, kind of celebrated for a little bit, gathered my thoughts, and then went back into class.
What does it mean to you, and kind of seeing some of the tweets, though, what does it mean to you to maybe be able to get a chance to work with the guys, sure, certainly in the short term, but maybe in the long term?
I mean, it means the world. He's one of the best in the game. I mean, not only on the field, but off the field as well, one of the best personalities in the game. He's been a role model of mine that I've been watching since he was at Vanderbilt. So to be able to play with someone like that, it means the world to me, and I cannot wait to get back and be able to start that.
You know, Marcus, I'm going to ask you about when you might be able to get back in there in a minute, because I know everybody's waiting for that, but yeah. I'm going to prolong it a bit by asking you. I asked Josh Donaldson what it was, because we've all seen David Price, but what it was about David Price that made him a special pitcher, a guy who was tough to hit against. I mean, you know this guy, you've watched him a lot. From a pitcher's point of view, tell me what makes David Price a big cut above the average guy.
Honestly, his confidence and his demeanor. I think that plays a part in it more than even his stuff. Just how confident he is in the pitches that he throws is going to get the hitters out. And that shows on every single pitch that he delivers towards the plate. And that's something that I kind of try and pride myself off of and do the same.
Now I'll ask you the question to a lot of people, and I'm already getting it on Twitter. You've got to ask Stroman when he's coming back. Now we've heard rumors, and
a tough position here.
Well, and you know, I mean, you've kind of fanned the flames a bit. Every now and then, I go on Twitter, and there's Stroman saying, "I wonder what September's like in Toronto." You know, and
yeah, absolutely. I mean, the work that I'm putting in. I mean, I'm working harder than I have ever in my life. So, I mean, I've been working out twice a day, 6 days a week for the past 3.5 months. So. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the progress. I'm really excited with where I'm at right now in my throwing program as well as with my knee. And I'm getting antsy, and I'm looking forward to possibly coming back this year. So it's all in the works, and I just have to stick to the plan and live out these last few weeks on campus here and get back.
If you're not back to play or back in that capacity, what are the prospects for just kind of being here and being around it, especially if there's really meaningful baseball going down the stretch, Marcus?
Honestly, the only thought in my mind right now is to be back and to be back playing. No other thought, to be honest with you. But obviously, if that wasn't the case, I would obviously definitely most likely be there for that atmosphere and to be there with the team. But that's not even thought in my head. The first thought is to be back playing and to be helping this team get to the playoffs, not watching from the sideline.
Mm. You know, Marcus, you were an integral part of this team last year when you came up. You were a really important part of the clubhouse dynamic. I asked Josh Donaldson the same question I'm going to ask you. Troy Tulowitzki is going to be here for a while. He's got 4 or 5 years left in his contract. What would you tell Troy Tulowitzki about Toronto?
Honestly, it's one of the greatest cities I've ever encountered. And I've encountered a ton of cities out there, but the love that the fans have, you know what I mean? Just everything about it. The food, I mean, I can't express enough to you how much I can sit here and go all day, but I think Toronto should be a great place for ambassadors and for people to come to. And it's a city that's growing, and it's a city that obviously we're making some serious moves, and hopefully to bring a lot of noise to the city soon.
Hey, Marcus, you talk to any of the other guys in the clubs? I know you're in class and you're trying to concentrate, and that has to be the most difficult thing. I know what it's like, and a lot of guys know what it's like to be in class, yet your mind is somewhere else. Have you talked to any of the other guys in the clubhouse about, you know, well, how it went down, what they're feeling, what the mood or what the level of excitement is?
Yeah, everyone is very excited. Everyone's turned up, like Danny V would say. but yeah, everyone's excited. I just got off of FaceTime with with Sanchi and Batista, and everyone's excited. You know what I mean? I'm excited. I can't explain to you how hard it is to lock in and write a paper down here while all this is going on. It's probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do, because I obviously want to be in Toronto while all this is going down. So it's exciting, man, and I'm looking forward to being back with them sooner than later.
In conversation with Marcus Stroman on Primetime Sports, David Price has had a lot of success in this ballpark. As a point of fact, he hasn't had a losing game here, or at least he hasn't been tagged with the loss here. He has had some difficult games, but by and large, he's pitched well here. Marcus, what's the secret to pitching in this ballpark?
Obviously, the ball flies well, you know what I mean? So obviously, keep it on the ground. But, I mean, there's no secret, to be honest with you. His stuff obviously plays at in every ballpark. He's the man. He's done it for several years, and he's going to be the guy when he goes out there that's going to dominate. So I'm excited to watch him work every fifth day and to learn every possible thing I can from him.
Marcus, listen, we're going to let you run. I appreciate you doing this. Keep the nose in the books, my friend.
Hey, Marcus. Yeah,
I'm working.
You know something? That paper really won't matter in 4 or 5 years. So get it done. But just when you look back at some point, that paper ain't going to matter.
The paper won't, but getting the degree from Duke will.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a step along the way, my
Marcus,
man.
Marcus, again, thanks for joining us. Continue. I hope the rehab continues smoothly, man. And if you can make it back here in September, we'll be among the first in line down there to shake your hand.
Yeah, I'll see you guys soon.